Well, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says the Iranian nation will not retreat an inch in the face of the enemy's pressure.
ملت ایران مسئولین کشور بعد از این هم در مقابل باج‌خواهی و فشار دشمنان یک قدم عقب نشینی نخواهند کرد.
Ayatollah Khamenei referred to the enemy's economic, political, and military pressures against the nation, adding that Iran has stood its ground in the past 32 years. He made the comments in an address to a massive gathering of people in the western city of Pave. His remarks come against the backdrop of recent U.S. allegations that Iran was involved in a failed terror plot on American soil. Tehran has rejected the allegation, describing it as a prefabricated scenario. Well, to further discuss those U.S. allegations, we're now joined by Franklin Lam. He's an international lawyer joining us via satellite from the East Capital, Beirut. Mr. Lam, welcome to the program. First of all, how do you see this case, the accusations made by the U.S. and also the evidence that it claims to have that Iran is involved in such a plot?
Well, it's become almost a farce, and I'm talking about reports from American politicians and editorial writers and legal activists and judges. A judge commented on it the other day. The problem is, what is the evidence? There was a report this morning that the Saudi Arabians want this to go to the Security Council, and somebody misspoke and said they would take it to the Security Council as a court. Well, the Security Council, of course, isn't a court, but any treatment of this subject at the Security Council will give Iran the right for the full evidence to depose every investigator, to read every email, to check with every DEA agent that's had anything to do with this case. And I doubt that the Americans want that information known. So we'll have to see what happens with the Security Council, if in fact it ends up arriving there.
That's exactly where I was going with my next question, Mr. Lam. Let's say that the U.S. does get what it wants and actually pushes for this case to be dealt with on an international level. Can you tell us what will happen in that event?
Well, I think what would happen is that there would be a full, complete evidentiary hearing before the Security Council members. And again, Iran would be on a very equal footing with the American accusers to examine what evidence they have, to refute it, and as I said, to take depositions and demand full discovery of all the evidence. And I frankly can't imagine the Americans being willing to accept some of that detail that they would be obliged to give. So I'm personally not sure that the Security Council is going to consider this. They may receive the complaint and then tuck it in a file or a drawer for later consideration. Meanwhile, if they do that, of course, the Iranians, through their UN ambassador, will no doubt demand all the detail about Mr. Mansour Abbasiar, shown on your screen, and then it'll be up to the Americans and the accusers to supply that evidence. So threatening is one thing to go to the Security Council. It's not going to be easy, and it could go on for months before there's any real consideration of the substance of these charges.
Mr. Lam, as you know well yourself, the U.S. justice system has a trend, and that's always target the credibility of parties involved in a case. Now, trying to tarnish that credibility, and with it, any claims made by that party. It seems that all of a sudden, the credibility or lack thereof of one Mansour Abbasiar isn't playing much of a significant part here. Here's a man who has had a run-in with the law, someone who many of his friends and associates describe as clumsy, hapless, and even too incompetent to pull such a thing off.
Well, that those things are being said, and we won't know until those who are accused have a right to examine the gentleman and find out exactly what the Americans have on their side, and then to attempt to refute those or contradict them with Mr. Babsiar. So again, I say we just don't know enough. He could have done it. He may well not have done it. The majority opinion around the world seems to be that it's time for the Americans to come forward and show the beef in a better way than they did with Powell, Secretary of State Powell, in 2003 with the weapons of mass destruction. Right now, the credibility problem is on the American side, the accusers. And I think the Iranians aren't obliged to respond until and unless this file is tabled and opened so that they'll have something concrete that they can address. But certainly they would have the right to examine Mansour Babsiar as to his credibility and what arrangement he made with the DEA. And, you know, there's so much. This case could be very deep and very broad, involving ultimately drug gangs in Mexico, as you know.
Many thanks, international lawyer Mr. Franklin Lam from Beirut.